Romans chapter 8. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of Jesus, because you are baptized into Christ, into His death, and therefore raised. You have this wonderful beginning to Romans 8, beginning in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Why? Because you are dead to sin, because you've been baptized into Christ's death and His resurrection. And in the Spirit of Christ, His Holy Spirit, you live and breathe. So when in John's Gospel at the very end, he mentions that Jesus breathes His last, it's not that translation from the Greek exactly. It's He breathed out the Spirit, ex epnousen. He breathed it out. And where did He breathe it out upon except upon His church? Just like God does on Pentecost. Just like God does in the beginning, when the Spirit of God is hovering on the surface of the water. Just as He does in the creation of Adam and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Even so, the Spirit of God is the breath of Jesus. And the breath of Christ never returns to Him void, but does what He sends it to do. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.